It's Monday, January 13th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to talk about today: cybersecurity incidents that bring lessons to the services space, and breakups and buyouts. How much do we really care? This is the business of tech. As it's a day ending in Y, we have a collection of cybersecurity stories to discuss. A Princeton study has discovered that 5 U.S. prepaid carriers use authentication techniques that are vulnerable to SIM-swapping tactics. From Engadget, quote, "The researchers signed up for 10 prepaid accounts each on AT&T, T-Mobile, TracFone, U.S. Mobile, and Verizon Wireless for a total of 50. They found they only needed to successfully answer one thing to verify their identity and get the companies to switch their service to a SIM card they already have. It didn't even matter if they got the other authentication challenges wrong. That kind of SIM swapping technique could be used by attackers to gain control of the victim's phone number. They can then use that number to reset the victim's passwords and access, say, their email and bank accounts," end quote. And experts have found that nearly 36 U.S. voting systems are connected to the internet, despite assurances that these voting machines were not. Cybersecurity experts focused on voting systems at elections have determined 35 systems are left online, and they are still finding more. Why do we care? Social engineering is always the bane of security. If you're in the business of technology support at any level, that first story should scare you on two levels. First, a SIM swapping attack is probably a lot easier than you might think, and with a push to two-factor authentication, using a phone for texted authentication is probably not secure enough. Second, and even more importantly, think about your customer support desk at your own organization. How easy would it be for someone attacking your customers to manipulate your employees to gain access to systems you manage? Security can be painful, but being breached is far worse, and as all the stories have shown us, targeted attacks are happening at businesses of all sizes. I made a call to review security procedures last week, and here's your new data point on things to look for. Finally, the lesson from that last story: don't lie, and be sure about what you say. If you say something isn't on the internet, but it is, that would be a lie. Be careful what you promise, because the cover-up, always worse than the crime. IT distributor Synnex will be splitting into two companies. In the second half of the year, the company's distribution, logistics, and services will be Synnex Technology Services, and the customer experience provider Concentrix, which is a wholly owned Synnex subsidiary, will do business under that name as an independent business. Why do we care? This story I really almost skipped, because those two sentences really are the story. That's it. A plan later this year that takes something that is already a subsidiary and spins it out. Who cares? Here's why I bring it up. I think we're significantly over-rotated on discussing these financial moves on a balance sheet in both business and tech. Are they making anything new? No. Are they offering anything new? No. As far as I can tell, now a bunch of shareholders make some money. Good for them. The purpose of a business is to generate revenue and profit and drive that into the shareholders. At the same time, we're not talking enough about the fact that they need to actually do something. What is the value they deliver onward, not just the value they're moving around on paper? I'm picking on this story in this company. I could do so for a lot of other ones. This one just happened to be everywhere in my news collection, so they're my example. In several presentations lately, and on a webinar on Thursday of this week, I've been discussing how you can understand the motivations of a company by two major factors. The first is the financing model of the company, so you know what return they're trying to get based on their stage of growth. The second is the specific leadership of the company. Just as your success at a job can be measured by how good your boss is, the same goes for the leadership of the company. Now for my punchline today. My current thinking is that companies that are finance-driven, and particularly overly finance-driven, are not delivering real value. That's not to say they don't deliver value, but it says they aren't delivering value at a level that is exceptional or able to stand in a way that makes you take note. They become, essentially, boring. And boring is a commodity. This is an area I want to explore more, and I'm looking forward to the conversation about it. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us and interact on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, and look for a live stream on Wednesday to talk a little bit more about some of these issues. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'll be on 2 webinars on Thursday and doing a live stream on Wednesday, so look forward to some of those events, all listed at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.